VP fam, what's up, you guys? Your girl Shiro back with another one. Thank you so much for showing me so much love on all the podcasts that I've been dropping so far. Give your girl a round of applause, okay? Because I have been dropping consistently and I know you love it because I love it for me, okay? And so I'm gonna go ahead and drop this for you guys on a Sunday. This is the conversation that I teased. The first episode that I dropped, and it is definitely going to be interesting. I just don't even know where to begin. All I can say is this, right? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for showing my podcast love, and may you continue to share and may you continue to show it love. And I thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to hit play. Okay, thank you. So let's get into this thing. It's currently 4 a.m. in Kenya, and your girl is up doing God knows what. I just finished listening to the Drake, well, the Drake diss by Kendrick Lamar. I think it's like his 10th one at this point. And there's Cat Williams about to drop on Netflix in an hour. And it's not even that. I was asleep a little bit earlier, but you know, I decided like I wasn't ready to ne necessarily go to sleep, so I decided why not? Why not? Let's go ahead and chill, hang out. I get on social media and do your Kendrick Lamar dropped again. I get on Netflix and do your Cat Williams. I'm like, holla, holla, holla. It might be a nice little night. This next week coming up, I don't have time for these games, these jokes. I have an event coming up on Saturday, my first event in Nakuru. It's a self-care day. It's going to be no matter what, rain, I'ma shine, I'ma what. By the grace of God, Mungu mwenyewe, when instructs to do this event, I know that he was not going to let me down. And he's just not going to let the event be whack or rained on or played out. Yani, it's going to work out, and I trust that. So I'm thankful about that, and I'm excited about that. And so yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get into it. The first and foremost, I wanted to talk about why the women of today, they are behaving the way they are behaving. There was actually this guy on Instagram. And he was talking about why Nairobi is flooding the way it is. And he was just like, there's so many people in Nairobi that need to repent. So watch out to come together. Let's just come together and start repenting. One by one. From he said the gays in Nairobi, and he was actually gay. He was saying the gays in Nairobi. He was talking about the Weezy, the thieves, the thieves of Nairobi. Nairobari, eh? He was talking about the like it was just so many. He was just saying like the way Nairobi is oversaturated with sinners is the reason why the flooding is happening. So if you do not know, even the UK and the US and everybody else knows at this point that Kenya is in shambles, okay? And yeah, so Kenya is going through a whole lot of flooding. Then there's this cyclone that's supposed to hit the coast of Kenya. It just hit the coast of Tanzania. So now we are waiting to see what that's going to look like. But good gracious, man. I hope Nakuru has not made God mad because I cannot. I don't want to be in the crossfires of what's going on right now. Yani, Cat Williams. Cat Williams. Cat Williams. Cat Williams. Cat Williams, say, he had the blueprint on Makitu. Like, I don't know what he had because that man knew that 2024 was going to be just ile mwaka. He mwaka, who mwaka, this mwaka has been mwaki, mwaki, kabisa. It's been fire, it's been hot, it's been crazy. But I love that, you know, I'm in my lane. If you have not heard about me being in my lane, go ahead and check the last episode out. I'm in my lane. I'm focused on what I'm doing, so none of that outside stuff really penetrates inward. I was when I had started recording this podcast just now, and I was about to go in about the whole Drake and Kendrick situation, but then the Holy Spirit was like, hold up, this is not the kind, that kind of podcast. As much as I want to review it, I can go review it in the comments, because this right here is not for that. So I said, hold up, let me just scratch that, start over. Yes, so, okay, I did a podcast, I already had this conversation, but let me just go ahead and reiterate it, because like I said, that last podcast, the podcast where I was talking about men's inability to lead, it was all over the place and it had no direction, so I'm gonna redo it. So yeah, what I was saying in the last podcast when I teased about this conversation, I was talking about how men have not been able to lead, okay? And men, no matter what, women, I'm a man, we all look up to men at the end of the day. A man, we want, like, our father's approval. I've never really heard that much, like, oh, I love my mom, oh, I love my mom, my mom is my world, nini. But that thing, and the boys actually do say, I want to make my mama proud and all this stuff. And some girls do, too. You know, I want to be a woman that, like my mother, blah, blah, blah. But majority of the time, the conversation is, and not say blah, 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 because as a mother, I definitely want my son to make me proud, okay? Period. And Mother's Day is coming up. So, yeah. But fathers walk on a weight. They have a lot of weight, because as a daughter, as a son, everybody wants to make their father proud. Every single body. And I'm not saying that everyone, because, of course, there's some fathers out here that have really dropped the ball. And it really just makes you not care that much, but there's always that part, like, daddy issues is way a bigger conversation than mommy issues, even though now, as time evolves, as people start having more and more conversations, people are now identifying mommy issues into the conversation. But a lot of times, daddy issues has been the bigger topic, or a bigger identifying point where you can see happen your crisis, Ilianzanga. Like, that's the beginning. That's the tip. That's like, that's where all of this is coming from. That's where it's stemming from. And it's like, oh, okay. So basically, men have had power for a long time. Obviously, I mean, if the first human on earth was a man, and if the first creation of God was a man, it definitely makes a lot of sense why men have so much power. Yes. But we have to remember that God was like, hola, hola, hola. Let me hit him with the remix, okay? Let me hit him with a second version, because this first version this first version is not giving what it's supposed to give. Period. Period. And I'm not hating on men. This is not a bashing on men. At this point of this podcast, men are my number one listeners. So I'm not hating on men in any way or fashion, but I am coming to this podcast to talk about the fact that men wametuangusha for a long time in terms of leading from basically day one. Because if you're looking at the story, if you're looking at the Bible, if you're looking at all of this stuff, we can see that Adam alikuwa tu na kazi, one job. He had one job, bro, one job, and his only one job, he fumbled it. He was supposed to tell Eve, do not eat that fruit, and make sure that she understood him from his power and his authority that he had over her, being the one that had more wisdom, being the one that had more whatever. He was supposed to be able to tell her, like, don't eat that fruit, and she was supposed to listen to him because of the leadership skills that he had. But since Adam was out here, like, still insecure about himself and didn't know if the second human or if this woman was supposed to come and take over his life, literally God said to him, according to the Bible, I've sent you a helper. This is your helper. This is like somebody to help you be a better version of yourself. Instead, you have been... Oh, that's funny what I just said in my head. You have been literally overcome by the beauty of a woman, the essence of a woman, paka umezuba, you have been confused, and now all of a sudden the woman has control, and now the woman can make her own decisions, and the woman has now become Amanda against the grain. She's gone against the grain. She has become rebellious, and she decided, what the hey, you know, this serpent all in my ear talking about eat that fruit. Why not? I mean, Adam isn't in my ear. I don't even hear Adam. I don't even know where he's at. Like in my mind, if Adam was that guy, if Adam was the leader that he was supposed to be, Adam's voice would have been way louder in her ear than that serpent. But since Adam had been overcome once again, you can just, I mean, whatever, the woman, her beauty, her essence, her body, her being, you feel me? Her just existing, her softness, her skills in nurturing and making and helping had just continuously made this man weak, cabeza. And he was no longer able to have power and authority. And now Eve has the power and the authority, and Eve has a serpent in her ear, and Eve succumbs to the serpent. And now look, she has eaten the fruit. You see what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying, though? Do you hear me? And now what I'm saying, in 2024, we are seeing that same thing happening right here, right now. Men have become drawn to women. Wanataka hizi BBLs. Women like, and I've seen the comments where they're talking about these BBLs. And women are like, you guys think that we are doing these things for you, and we're not doing them for you. Majority of the time, a woman is also thinking about another woman. And they're like, dang, her body is so nice. Like, okay, so Kim Kardashian was the first one to like do a BBL that we know of, like that we actually know of. And everybody wants a Kim Kardashian body because Kim Kardashian gets all the attention of every, like she gets every man's attention. There's Kim Kardashian made a tape doing what people do when they are in love. This was not a love thing. This was a plot and a scheme. She schemed on that man, Ray J, and enjoyed the benefits of it. Once again, a man fallen. And she has become a full-time billionaire. Full-time. And once again, she has now convinced other women to get this body, to buy this body. And not just her, other women have also done it too. You got people that are celebrities doing BBLs just to look like other women because they're not satisfied with their body. Nicki Minaj, Summer Walker, SZA, like what? How did this happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did this happen? But anyways, so women have influence over women. Men have supposedly, men rule the world. It's a man's world. Men get more money. Men have more opportunities. Men can do whatever the heck they want. That's what men have had the rights to do. But when it comes to influence, if you look really deep, you can see that the woman is really the one controlling the show. They say behind every strong man, there's a strong woman. Because, honey, if you want to see what made a man, you have to look at the woman. Period. So I'm just talking about the women out here. But that's what I'm saying. So now that women are rampantly going crazy, women are just going, let's just be honest with it. Women are no longer even women at this point. Women are tripping. Women have decided that they want to be the man now. They want to be the man. Like they want to think like men. They want to move like men. They want to do everything a man obviously has proven himself that he can't do. And I want to say that this is all a product of a man not being able to lead. Either the father didn't lead, even the grandfather didn't lead the father, either the great grandfather didn't lead the grandfather. Yani, there's a long list of men not leading men correctly. There was a podcast I listened to called Tonight's Conversation, and they were talking about, like, there's this guy not named Tripp Fontaine, and Tripp was basically saying, like, if you think that a provider is just a financial money provider, then you literally don't know what the definition of provider even is. So biblically, when they was like, men must provide, da, 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 men heard that and ran with it. So men think that providing is financially like providing, and literally providing is supposed to be like being able to provide a safe space, being able to provide leadership, being able to provide just so many different things, and it's not financially. Provide comfort, provide safety, provide leadership, provide direction, provide love, provide care, provide support, provide so many things. And since there's no provision, there's no none of that. And for generations and generations, either if your father was there, either your father was not there, a lot of times there was that identity of providing, especially as sissies, like African people. Or as I can speak about my household or whatever, the provider was the father, of course, and he provided in terms of financial. And when I used to ask him, like, do you love me or do you have any love? Like, basically, because I don't know at this point. I don't only see you when you go on to work, and I see you when you come home from work. And when you come home from work, you have zero, and I mean zero time for me. And then the other kids who also had him as a father, the other kids. No, I'm just saying. Like my siblings have also experienced a different kind of love for him or love from him, which is not even love because now you have gone to boarding school, now you didn't experience him at all. And I think that there's times where they're like, oh, you got to experience a better version of Daddy because he was at least around. And I'm like, nah, because you can think that he was around, but he wasn't present. So I don't know which one hurts more, and I'm not gonna try to combat which one hurts more, but I'm saying like having someone physically like in front of you, but doesn't know you, doesn't have any connection to you, doesn't have anything is wild. It's nasty work. Cause if you're in boarding school, you have ideas. Even see me, I didn't grow up with my mom. My birth mom. I was raised by my stepmom. Shout out to her. She did her thing. Okay, she did what she could do, and I appreciate her. But my birth mom, her being in Kenya while I was in America, like I for a long time I made up so many different stories in my head, so many different ideas of what I remember her to be like, so many different things. And it was just now when I met her in real life, now that I was 27, when I came back to Kenya, that I know now who the woman is. And I'm just like, damn, you feel me? Because a lot of the things that I had put in my head about her didn't come out to be true. It was a whole lot of thoughts. You feel me? A lot of different thoughts and ideas that necessarily don't reflect who she is today. And that's just what it is. So I can only imagine for someone who was in boarding school, and as on kama yoni mateso, like you can think that was like, oh, punishment, or that was just so unfair. Because of course you never know what happens in these boarding schools. People go through a lot of things. And I'm not trying to pick a struggle here. I'm just trying to put my opinion on it. I definitely think that it's wild. Either way, it's wild. So when I asked that man, when I asked my father, I said, "Do you love me?" At 13, very prime, little girl age, and he told me no. Well, he didn't t like. He said, "Don't you have a roof over your head? Unakosanga chakula? Like, do you ever not have food? Do you never have like things? Like, you have things. You have clothes. You have food. You have shelter. You know what else? You feel me? What else?" And I was just like, but do you love me? Especially growing up in America. America is a very lovey, touchy, ooey gooey kind of society. And you see That's So Raven, you're watching all this stuff on Disney Channel and Disney Nini. And these things are heartwarming shows and things that are tugging on your heart. And so when you're around these things and you hear your friends at school talking about, oh, my dad took us out for ice cream and all this stuff, like having these that my dad gave me this advice and they're coming to school giving you that same advice. I'm like, bruh, like it's just different. It sounded different. It felt different. So for me, when I decided to ask that question, I was just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, where, like, for real, like, what happened? Because I remember there was a time where my dad loved me like a lot. And I could feel it. So it was very drastic for me to feel the difference of the no love. And so he was just like, I'm providing for you. So basically, here it is. And I remember that what it did for me as a 13-year-old girl, it changed my whole world. It changed, like, I literally did a 360 mentally. And I became very nonchalant when it came to men. I became very different for sure. Like, I just changed completely. And yeah, like, towards men, it meant nothing to me. I didn't know what love was. I had no definition for love. I had no definition for what I wanted. I didn't even get my first little like boyfriend or situation until like I was 18, when I was able to finally think about boys. Because at that point, from 13 to 18, my only interest was going to school, getting my diploma, and getting out of my father's house. Because now you have messed me up mentally. I don't want to be around you for sure. For real, for sure. For facts. So that was that. You know what I'm saying? So that changed me, and that made me the person that I am. So can you imagine if my father led me differently? Even some choices that I've made with when it comes to men, like, just sometimes you're looking for love so much from somebody, especially a man, to make up for the love that you lost in your father. And I'm not saying that this is only applicable to women. Men go through this as well. They are looking for some kind of love. I even know some people, okay, that have made terrible decisions in picking a wife because of the lack of fathering that they had. You didn't have a father, so now you've got a controlling wife because unataka ka masculinity tu kwa maisha yako. And I'm just saying the facts. You need masculinity, you're looking for masculinity, and that's why you're marrying these masculine ass women. And I mean, I'm not saying masculine women is a problem, but sometimes you have to find the balance of your feminine and your masculine, okay? That, not sometimes, you have to. That's period. So me, as going back to me, I've made terrible decisions, terrible decisions, terrible decisions, until finally, just terrible decisions, but until finally I got my son now. Finally, I have my son now. And not at the every relationship I've ever had has been terrible, but I can see where not having a prominent father figure has really messed me up. But I had the, since I knew myself from a very early age, I never put myself out there to be promiscuous and to throw my body around and to do whatever the heck I want in terms of being this way and that way. You cannot have that for me. Kama huyu mtu aliiba power yangu yote ingine by telling me that he doesn't love me. If I'm gonna be completely powerless in terms of having a father that loves me, I cannot also give him the power of messing up my life and doing all this stuff in terms of, I'm not gonna throw my body away because my father didn't love me. No. That's not how I identify with my daddy issues, honey. I can't do that. So I said, no, we're not playing that game. So in terms of using my body or throwing my body away because of men, or because of how my father reacted or behaved, it wasn't my portion. What I did was hate men. Not hate men, but I couldn't wrap my mind around a man like having control over me. Like, submission was a problem for me. And I listened to another thing, just on social media, and they were like, if you can't submit to your father, then you definitely can't submit to your husband. And I was like, how are you gonna submit to somebody that doesn't like you? If my husband likes me now in my big age, I can definitely submit to him. But if my, like, when I was 20, in my 20s, hell no, I ain't submissive. I'm not going to be submissive. It took me, when I started my like self-love and my healing journey, that's when I met a guy that was actually like nurturing me. He now that boy was a provider, okay? He was a provider, Kabisa, because I mean, he provided with mental stimulation. He provided me with different so like, he did a lot. Shout out to him, because he was a good man. So he provided a safety, a comfortability, a place where I could be vulnerable and able to grow. And he allowed me to grow, and he pushed me to grow. So when he pushed me to grow, it made me want to submit to him. So I was cooking, I was being very submissive when it came to him. And even everybody was like, what the heck? What she got going? Like, you know, everybody was just like, what the heck? What, where is Edna, and what happened to her? And I'm just like, well, I met somebody that required more from me. So now I'm submitting. So just that. And then, like, yeah. So once I knew that I was capable of that, I decided that, okay, now I can tap into my feminine because I've been operating in my masculine for so long. It felt good to finally have a little softness in me, a little femininity in me. So that's what happened. So now that I discovered that I could be submissive, yo, my boyote kakwe erased. It like literally vanished and went away. No more daddy issues. Of course, still a few daddy issues. I'm not gonna flex, but we're healing and we're working on it, and that's helping. But see, mimi ni mtu mwingine. I'm not the typical individual because I cannot say the same thing for others that I know have gone through similar situations with their dad. It makes it really difficult to be high-headed, head on your shoulders. Got a good head on your shoulder type of individual. You're gonna make mistakes and you're gonna mess up continuously because you never known a man to treat you right. A lot of women will self-sabotage their relationships because of the fact that they don't trust a man. They don't see that a man can be good to them. They don't think that a man can love them because of these same type of situations. So that's I'm a sucker for love. So me and Gwanda, I needed love. I gotta have love because my father didn't love me. That's how I approached it. But some women be like, F these niggas, and I'm gonna do whatever I wanna do. And I'm gonna self-sabotage even a good man, even a good relationship, because these niggas ain't worth shit. You feel me? So every side of the coin can flip. Now let's go over to the men's side. So I've been trying to make my father proud forever. He doesn't recognize and he doesn't see, whatever, whatever. So now I'm gonna do whatever I want. And now I'm gonna do whatever I need to do to make me happy. Now I'm gonna be sexually rampant. Now I'm gonna be out here doing whatever. Now I don't even know how to be in a relationship. Why don't a woman take care of me anyways? So I'm gonna sleep on women's couches and I'm gonna be on from women. I'm gonna hop from house to house and be nurtured and taken care of from a woman and stuff like that, because I don't wanna be working like my dad was working all the time. I wanna be free. I wanna be able to do what I wanna do. That's some type of men. Some men move like that. So now you got these boy childs here who are nini looking for leadership in a woman, because a woman is a natural born leader. But actually we all are natural born leaders, but women actually gravitate towards it a lot more because of the fact that they are doing a lot of work to maintain a lot of things, whether it's their household, their jobs, their husband. You have to pull on your leadership qualities because a lot is being put on your plate. So that's why men are becoming bums and requiring for a woman to take care of them. And because of the simple fact that their father never showed them the two sides of the coin. Yes, you're providing. Yes, you're bringing money home. Yes, you're bringing home the bacon. But are you loving on your woman? Are you showing her love? Are you showing her? A lot of men only saw their fathers taking care of business. They never saw their fathers dancing with their mothers or being lovey-dovey or doing all that stuff, being communicative, asking them for their opinion on things. They just come home, the decisions are made, everything is done. So you're going to either get a controlling man or you're going to get a bum. And there's no in between. And that's once again back to those daddy issues. So it's really difficult because, once again, this is why women are going rampant. That's why you have these women being over sexualized. That's why you have these men becoming bums. All of this stuff because men cannot lead. So now you want women that are submissive. Ah, to our channel. Wakitambo, like those good women, like my mother, those good women, like my grandmother, those women who allowed many marry, their. To have to be second wives and third wives. Those women are not here anymore. First of all, Negroes, what say what say he men from right now in 2024 cannot, and I repeat, cannot handle three wives, bruh. Period. I don't care how much money you have, you cannot handle that. You cannot handle that. Women are too headstrong these days. Women do not have time. Somebody will die. So, yeah. Leadership has become a problem because of that simple fact. I mean, lack of leadership in men has become a problem because of that simple fact that it's all stemming from daddy issues, bro. And that's just what it is. Women don't want to be led by no bum, period. Women don't want to be led by no somebody who cannot take themselves out of the idea that I'm providing the money. Like, you find men who are so rich, like who have literally hit the financial peak of their lives, getting cheated on by their wives with gardeners and houseboys and young boys and boys that are not even near them in finances. But these little boys are catering to these women in such a way that they feel cared for and they feel, you know, adored and loved. Meanwhile, you're working like a slave to provide a head, a roof over somebody's head, some food and clothes and all that stuff. But you're neglecting the part where you're actually nurturing the woman and you're making her feel safe and seen and protected and attended to. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that to you, men can do everything. Of course, it's crazy to believe that. But if you're a two-part situation, yani mko two people wanafanya kazi pamoja tu, you're working together to get to a specific goal, these things are possible. But if it's just one-sided, or nobody's meeting each other at the middle, no compromise, no conversation, no nothing, things are never going to be what they're meant to be. You're never going to really be a leader, and she's never going to really submit. So now women are becoming the way they have become, over-sexualized, using their bodies to get attention, using their bodies to make money, using their bodies to sell products, yani using sex to advance in life because of the fact that they never got led, or they never saw a leader, and they never saw a provider, and they never found a safe space with their fathers, which once again goes back to their father's father and their father's father, and a cycle of unhealing, lack of healing. And I'm not saying that. But I just wanted to say this because of the conversation that I keep hearing, that women are no longer the women that they used to be. Of course not, because men have never been who they needed to be. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say all men, but I'm just going to say some men that have been really a lot of some men, a majority of men have not been who they need to be because of the fact that they have never really known who they needed to be. But as we become more emotionally intelligent, instead of looking for women who are so submissive, I need a submissive woman, I need somebody who's grounded, I need someone who is going to let me lead her. And even I saw something on Nairobi Gossip or something like that, or something, Nairobi something. And this guy had texted this chick and she was like working or something. And he was just like, oh, you're too wise for me. Oh, you're too you're too much of a leader. You're too up. Sangina, if you could just stop being a superior to me all the time, can you just lower yourself for me? I'm not going to dim my light for you, bruh. I'm not dimming my light for you. What you can do is meet me where I have met myself. Rise up. Rise up. Leave your daddy issues at the door. Leave your mommy issues at the door. Leave your life issues at the door. Don't be freaking emasculated because I have more money than you. I still need you. No matter how much money I have, majority of the time, women will still need these men, no matter what. And that's why they there's this thing online that it says that a woman with a PhD can be crying over a man who has only a birth certificate, because your PhD, even with all of that PhD, you still crave for a man's attention, a man's love, a man's whatever. So that's why we can find ourselves in such situations. You're so educated, you're so whatever, you're so accomplished, you're so established, but then here you go finding yourself with a man that is not necessarily on your level, because of that need. But if a man on that level, even if you're not the most educated and you're not the most financially situated, a woman will give you that time. Now, I'm not going to promise you atiatakaapo forever kikugojea tu for your potential to bud. No. But a woman will give you time to get yourself together. Even loans. I've heard even women give men loans. You say that you have a business plan. You have a biashara unataka kuanza. Like, you have a little business that you want to, not even a little, you have a business that you want to start. I got the funds for it, and I'm not necessarily using my funds. I can invest in you and see what you can do with that. And if you, in 6 months, utakuwa something, absolutely, let's go through this thing together. In 6 months, you're still laying on the couch. You're still acting like you don't know what's going on. You're still confused about who you are. Bye-bye. Good night. Because I'm not going to invest in you no more. But I'm not saying that women have not invested in men before. Absolutely, it happens. And eventually a man can rise up and become financially fit and able to lead if it's a financial thing. And if not, you can still have your money, which that's all a woman wants you to do, is make sure you have your money. You can pay the bills. If a woman who is also financially stable, she doesn't really mind paying some bills or going half on the bills. Even Gabrielle Union said, we can go 50-50. They both millionaires. We can go 50-50. But at the end of the day, if you're nurturing me in ways that the money can't, if you're showing up for me, if you're being attentive to me, if you're raising the kids with me, and you're actively doing so, and we're creating a family, and we're creating a home of safety, a safe space of love, of communication, absolutely, we can go 50-50 on it all day. But if you're sitting up here not doing anything, you're feeling yourself, son. That's a gojuko. You're so up in the air. You're so superior because of your money. I'm gonna find me somebody that doesn't really necessarily have money, but we can definitely have a communicative relationship. We can do a lot of things together. So, this is the thing, right? Men, do your homework. Say we can give excuses to our fathers and our fathers' fathers because social media was not around, right? We cannot say social media is trash. Social media is the reason why women now have competition. Women are seeing these people on social media and now they think that they're them, or they think that now we have to do what they're doing. No. That's okay. That's also a problem. But at the end of the day, you can nurture your woman and you can lead her in the right way. You can cultivate her. I listened to this guy once again, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was talking about how you cultivate. Yani una, you're growing something. You're nurturing something to grow. You can cultivate a woman to do anything, but you have to take care. The TLC, the tender loving care that it takes to cultivate something, is the same energy that you have to put into that woman so that she can be different. So when the question is posed, where are the women that were back in the day? Where are those women, Wakitambo, the grounded women, the humble women, the submissive women? Where are they at? They're waiting on you to become a leader. They're waiting on you to cultivate, to have provision, to be able to provide emotional stability, to be able to provide mental capacity, to be free, to be safe, to be seen, to be loved, to be attended to. They're waiting. They're waiting. Siku hiyo tu wanaume wote just kama ikekuwa like a WhatsApp group of all the men, they come together and they decide we're going to actually be these people. We're actually going to take the advice of Shirosai, and we're going to be cultivators, and we're going to, of Dr. Miles Monroe even, and we're going to cultivate our women, and we're going to make sure that we show up for her and do this and do that. Women ought to submit. That is it. They're going to submit. They're going to be like, oh my God, you, my man, my man, my man, okay? So let's pay attention, okay? Let's pay attention because there's no need to be acting like, oh, women are not submissive anymore. Men are not leaders, period. When they can lead, when they can provide, when they can cultivate, okay, let me just say this. Men are not cultivators. The day that they learn to cultivate, women want to submit, they will. And that's what it is. So I ranted for long enough. I think I am done. Thank you guys for listening. You guys are awesome. Thank you for hitting play. Thank you for listening to this long podcast. And may you enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you. Mwah.